equals more success.
What do the Hawkeyes need to do to pick up their first Big Ten victory of the year tonight? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
What are the chances of my generation of Minnesotans dying of natural causes before the Vikings kill us? The answer Eric Marsh gave to me very quickly, the answer is slim.
That's our old pal Air Force hockey coach Frank Ceratori. If you were with us on the program last night, you heard him discussing the time that he met Santa Claus at a bar in San Francisco. 319-366-1600. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show, back with you for another day. January 4th, 2018, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, will get you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Plenty of things to get to, including a little talk about the Minnesota Vikings. I thought, what better way to set up talking about the Vikings than to play that? That, by the way, is from 2016 when Minnesota lost to Seattle in the playoffs. We've got the extended clip of that. Again, if you were not with us last night, we discovered Frank Ceratori for the first time on the internet, and we played a little bit of his most recent news conference. He's the hockey coach at Air Force. And that led me down the internet and YouTube. If you go down the rabbit hole, who knows when you're coming back out and who knows what you're going to find. But there's some interesting stuff out there. And he is a Minnesota native and a Vikings fan. And he's a funny guy. If the coaching hockey thing doesn't work out for him, maybe he could get into sports talk radio or comedy. But we'll hear from him a little bit. Again, it's from 2016, but it's about the Vikings, and until they win the Super Bowl, the clip is timeless. We've got some great guests set to join us on the program. Nico Medved, head coach of the first place Drake Bulldogs in the Missouri Valley Conference, is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. Last time we talked with Coach Medved, it was shortly after he was hired in Des Moines. Drake with wasn't even close last night. Blowout win over Illinois State at the Knapp Center. Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register is with us at 5 o'clock tonight, just an hour away from tip-off when he joins us at Carver Hawkeye Arena from the Hawkeyes and Buckeyes tonight. And Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago will be with us at 5:30 tonight. We'll get the latest on the Chicago Bears search for John Fox's replacement. Thursday means would ya? We got another pair of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders take on the Youngstown Phantoms at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena on Saturday night. They're also playing Youngstown on Friday night, by the way, but these tickets are for Saturday night. It's Star Wars night at the Stable, and if you want to get your tickets, you can do so by going to their website, RidertownUSA.com, and we will talk a little bit about the possibility of the Minnesota Vikings doing something that no other NFL team has ever done before this year. Alex, what's up?
Not a lot, Todd. Kind of like you, a little bit under the weather still, but battling through some of the elements that come this time of year when it's negative degrees outside when you wake up. And when I headed home last night, like you said earlier in the week, it was a little bit hard to breathe, but I think everybody is hopefully cooped up, thinking warm thoughts. We got into a little baseball yesterday. I know that helped me get through. But yeah, I'm excited to chat with Nico Medved, because I think that a lot of people have already brought this up, but the only team in the state of Iowa right now with a conference victory are the Drake Bulldogs. They have three of them to start off league play. They look pretty good at times in their non-conference schedule, and excited to pick his brain. And also Chris Emma. The Chicago Bears are looking for a new coach. They decided they're going to keep Ryan Pace. And I think a lot of Bears fans want to know how much the McCaskey family and George McCaskey, the chairman and CEO of the Bears, is going to have in their coaching search. And I think a lot of Bears fans hope it's minimal. So a lot to get to today.
We'll start with the Hawkeyes, though, because a lot of people are heading to Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight for that game. I'm sure another 6 o'clock tip-off and a short turnaround time after losing to Michigan on a Tuesday night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Now the Hawkeyes have Ohio State coming to town. A lot has changed since last season. These two teams only met one time last year. The Hawkeyes handled Ohio State relatively with ease in Iowa City a year ago. That was Thad Matta's final trip to Carver Hawkeye Arena. Chris Holtmann is in charge of the Buckeyes now, the former Butler coach. And anybody that knows college basketball knows that the majority of Butler basketball coaches have teams that are very solid fundamentally, guys that can shoot the ball, guys that can fill a variety of roles and play as a team. And we'll see what the Buckeyes accomplish tonight against the Hawkeyes. They are a slight favorite at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Iowa opened as a one-point favorite. They're now underdogs in this contest, so there's not a whole lot of faith among the betting public with regard to the Hawkeyes tonight. But we'll see. What do the Hawkeyes need to do to win you back? 319-366-1600. I'm sure there's a number of people out there that are still in Iowa's corner and haven't been lost yet, but we've heard from a number of people who say otherwise, that things are starting to circle the drain. And I think if the Hawks drop to 0-4 in Big Ten play tonight, you can safely say that the drain is being circled at this point.
This is a big four-game stretch for Iowa, and I think for the fan base as far as this team is concerned. Ohio State this year has had some very good victories in Chris Holtmann's first season. They beat Wisconsin on the road. They beat Michigan.
They didn't just beat Wisconsin. They
pummeled Wisconsin.
Embarrassed them in their own building, and that never happens at the Kohl Center.
They beat Michigan, the team that came into Carver Hawkeye Arena and beat Iowa. They beat them earlier this year. And this is a much improved team. And then Iowa has to go on the road and play three Big Ten games on the road in a row. I know that one of those is against Rutgers, but those types of games are the ones that are just going to be the barometer for how much this team is going to struggle this year. At this point, I am still wondering how many Big Ten wins, this team has in them. And I think these next four games, starting with this one tonight, are going to tell us a lot, especially when they, after tonight, when they go on the road, they take on Maryland, Illinois, and Rutgers right in a row. So this is a somewhat dangerous stretch for this team's psyche, for the coaching staff, for the fan base, to find out how many wins does this team have in them in the Big Ten.
If you're an Iowa basketball fan and you want to feel better about yourself, you can always go to HawkeyeSports.com and pull up the schedule. And they've still got the exhibition games from the European trip at the top of the schedule. So you can look back and take a trip down memory lane and go, oh, yeah, August 8th, they beat the German All-Stars 99-65 and the Swiss All-Stars 125-56. Those were the days. But, yeah, you start scrolling further down on the schedule, you start seeing the L's add up. And as you mentioned, after tonight, it's three road games in a row, and everybody knows how difficult it is to win on the road in big-time college basketball, especially in the Big Ten, at Maryland, at Illinois, at Rutgers. The next time the Hawkeyes are going to be home, January 20th. So you're looking at over 2 weeks without Hawkeye basketball at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And who comes to town at that point? Purdue and Wisconsin in back-to-back games. So this is a critical, critical game, I think, tonight for the Hawkeyes, because you'd like to win one at home before you go on a three-game road trip. And as you mentioned, Illinois and Rutgers are not world beaters, but when you're 0-3 in Big Ten play, you aren't either. So can the Hawkeyes get it done tonight? And I think that's what a lot of people heading to the game will probably be asking themselves. Again, we'll chat with Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register coming up to kick off the 5 o'clock hour this evening. Chad does an outstanding job of covering the Hawkeyes, and I think like most people who attend the games regularly and are on the Hawkeye beat will tell you, this team has a lot of issues right now. We had Scott Docterman last night from thelandof10.com on. You were referencing number of wins in the Big Ten. Scott posited 5 to 6 wins a 5-6 win Big Ten campaign. That, I don't think, cuts it with anybody at this point. But it's reality. I mean, you're staring at it. There is no, as Kirk Ferentz would say, the cavalry is not coming.
And what's even more scary is, like I said, tonight being the critical game, if they play like they have been playing, they're going to have a very tough time beating this Ohio State team. So they drop to 0-4 in Big Ten play. I don't know how much ability they have to go on the road and beat somebody in the Big Ten. So then you're looking at 0-7 or 1-6 possible, most likely, heading into that home game against Purdue. Can they beat Purdue at home? Not the way they've been playing. It just looks like if you play the pocket schedule game and judge based on the way that they've been playing, it looks like it could get really, really iffy very quickly in Big Ten play and head south in a hurry. And hopefully for that basketball program's sake, they can right the ship at least a little bit and stop the bleeding.
You may have heard me chuckling in the background there. That's because 4996 entertained me on the Hertine and Stocker text line. I said it's very difficult to win on the road in the Big Ten, and 4996 said it's really easy to win on the road in the Big Ten. Just play at Carver Hawkeye Arena. That never used to be the case. I mean, I know the team is struggling right now, but to see them lose to Michigan and then to go back to December, and that Penn State team that Pat Chambers has, there's some talent on that squad. But at the end of the day, it's still Penn State. And when you think of Penn State and Big Ten basketball, you don't think of a team that regularly goes on the road and beats you in your own building. So, I don't know. It's just, I was probably as optimistic about anybody about this team coming into the season, and obviously things change as the season unfolds before you, but I still can't put my finger on what the problem is with this team right now. And I know you can talk about Jordan Bohannon until you're blue in the face. I know Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette was engaging some people on Twitter earlier today, and if there's one thing we know in 2018, that nothing bad ever comes from engaging people that disagree with you on social media. I don't think Jordan Bohannon is a problem. I want to be very clear about that. I think Jordan Bohannon is a tremendous player. I think his skills are better suited at the two, and he's out of necessity essentially your point guard right now. Point guard, shooting guard, it doesn't matter where you play him. He's an outstanding player. The problem is you've got to put four other guys on the floor around him that best complement his abilities and also put him in a position to succeed. And the way that the roster is set up right now, I don't think Iowa has that. Now, you go back to our conversation with Scott yesterday. I completely agree. Isaiah Moss needs to step up. He's a veteran guy who's been in the program for a long time. I do like so far what we've seen out of Maishi Daly, but you need to see a whole lot more of it. And the problem here, and we've talked about it with the last day, 2 days or so, leading up to and then following the Michigan game, is at what point do you have to worry about losing this team if you're Fran McCaffrey, if the losses continue to pile up and players continue to struggle either individually or as a collective group? Because sooner or later, that's bound to happen. And I think that's the big concern here is, do you see, if they lose to Ohio State tonight, watch the game closely, do you see buy-in from start to finish? Are the guys still listening in the huddle when they're getting yelled at and the clipboard is getting the Rocky Balboa treatment and everything like we saw against Michigan? Are the guys still listening? Are the guys still going out there and trying to execute what the coaches want them to do? Or is this, at what point does the team become sort of this rudderless ship out there where the coaches are saying one thing and the team is doing another thing? We haven't seen that yet.
I thought we did a little bit the other night.
You did?
You're
talking about the Michigan game?
Against Michigan. Just a little bit. Especially in that first half where, like we were talking about defensively, we Michigan was able to do anything that they wanted to do. Fran was very animated on the sideline, busting clipboards and punching or pounding on scorers' tables. It just seemed at that point, and I'm maybe not a rudderless ship. I'm not saying that they weren't listening to the coaches, but you just got that sense that there was so much frustration that it was affecting them in a negative way. It just seemed that the frustration hit a boiling point, and it boiled over a little bit against Michigan. Now, can they respond against Ohio State and make sure that it doesn't continue to head in that direction? We're going to find out. But like I said the other day, that was what was so alarming for me watching that game, is that's what it felt like. It felt like that for whatever momentum they gained in that 5-game winning streak was completely zapped, and there just wasn't a lot of confidence the other night against Michigan.
If you don't have confidence, it's very hard to go toe-to-toe with a Big Ten basketball team, even if you're at home on your own floor. The minute that this team's confidence is gone, and you hear it in some of the post-game interviews, and you see it on the faces, the doubt is starting to creep in.
Yes.
And that's trouble, because it's only the first week of January. We got a long way to go. And look, UNI is in action tonight too. The Panthers are winless in the Missouri Valley Conference. They're trying to pick up their first win of the year on the road against Missouri State. Easier said than done, especially with Alize Johnson, the big man that Missouri State is going to be able to rely on. Former Hawkeye Paul Lusk, still the head coach in Springfield. But we're going to be talking with the head coach of the first place team in the Missouri Valley Conference. That's Nico Medved, coming up in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour. The Drake head coach joining us on the show for the second time. We had him shortly after he was hired with us. Let's squeeze in a phone call here before we take our first break of the afternoon, though. Let's keep it here in Cedar Rapids and go to Brock. Brock, I'm assuming you want to talk about the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, I was at the game the other night, and I'm sure you guys could see it as well as I did at the game on TV. But what I noticed is when they did get the defensive stops, you know, whether it would be the shot clock violation or whatever it may be, they'd hurry down the floor and throw up some sloppy shots. They weren't taking good shots, and it just seemed like a lot of their offensive sets were rushed. They were hurried, and instead of trying to move the ball around, it just seemed like everything was rushed. And sometimes it just seems like they need to take a step back, slow down, and set something up and start passing the ball side to side and around the front. You know, it just doesn't seem like they know where they're going with the ball, and you're getting sloppy shots. And when you get a defensive stop, you've got to put points up on the other end of the court. And it seemed like they get within 8 points, and then they drop back to 15 or more, and then they get back to 8 and drop back. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but it's just something I noticed.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Brock. My wife watched none of the game the other night. She saw the final score, and she had asked me how the Hawkeyes did, and I said they looked pretty bad. She saw the final score. She was like, "Well, it's not that bad," but like Brock just said, it was a 15-8 swing, and they were luckily enough they finished the game on that 8-point portion of the swing, where at least cosmetically it doesn't look all that awful. But that, especially in the first half, like the game was tied 10-10 for a while, and then yes, all of a sudden Michigan was, remember the old, yep, McDonald's commercial with Larry Bird and Michael Jordan, where they're playing horse and they're throwing the ball in the basket from pretty much every angle? That was Michigan for about an 8-minute stretch the other night. I mean, okay, when a team gets that hot, there's nothing that you can do to stop them. But outside of those moments, yeah, there are things that you can do to level the playing field a little bit. And we haven't seen that from the Hawkeyes on a consistent basis this year. Plenty of people sharing their thoughts with us on the Hertine and Stocker text line. You can as well. 319-366-1600. Don't forget, swing by KGYMradio.com. And vote in our poll question today, brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast. You can find them behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. What's more surprising, Iowa's 0-3 Big Ten start or Drake's undefeated start in the Missouri Valley Conference? timely with Nico Medved set to join us again coming up at the bottom of the hour. LowTUSA.com is a website to check out if you're a man who thinks you may be suffering from low testosterone. It's nothing to be ashamed of. As a matter of fact, it's a common problem with men, especially as you age. Testosterone, think of it as think of your body as a car. And testosterone, think of it as oil in a car. Your oil level goes down. What do you need to do? Well, you need to get it changed. You need to make sure that you have the right levels. And that's what they do at Mantality. They're located in North Liberty, which is right between Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. So it's very convenient. You can schedule your appointment online at their website. Again, lowtusa.com. You're dealing with board-certified physicians, nurse practitioners, doctors. Everything is above board. Best part is, chances are, they'll be able to tell you whether or not your insurance covers your visit or visits. Little blood test, that's all it is. They can tell you with the prick of a pin whether you've got low testosterone or not. And if you do, they got a 90% success rate at treating men for low testosterone. Mantality. Check them out at lowtusa.com. 426, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Back with more of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM after this.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player, a veteran, one who's known to perform under pressure. At Valvoline, we believe great performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why there's Valvoline Max Life. After 75,000 miles, use Valvoline Max Life to treat the hidden signs of aging and help extend the life of your engine. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life and a filter for $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Get out of the cold and warm up with some Hot Stove Baseball. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will host the 22nd annual Hot Stove Banquet Wednesday, January 17th at the East Bank Venue and Lounge in downtown Cedar Rapids. Enjoy dinner, a silent auction, and a special visit from the Minnesota Twins Winter Caravan, featuring former Colonels and current Twins Mitch Garver and Zach Granite, along with radio broadcaster Chris Atterbury. Tickets are $45 and all proceeds benefit the Colonels Take the Lead Community Initiative Program and the Colonels Foundation. Get your tickets now at colonels.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Welcome back in. Remember, keep listening for your chance to win a couple tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders take on the Youngstown Phantoms this Saturday night at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. It is Star Wars night at the stable. Tickets available now. You can get them. If you don't feel like trying to win them tonight, you can always go to RiderTownUSA.com and just make sure that you've got your tickets. Let's send things over to Kyle. He's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa basketball team is going to be hosting Ohio State tonight, trying to look better than they did against Michigan on Tuesday. The Buckeyes come into the game at 11-4 and 2-0 in the Big Ten, whereas the Hawkeyes sit at 9-7 and already 0-3 in the conference. Vegas has Ohio State as a 1.5-point favorite, although interestingly, ESPN's matchup predictor gives the Hawkeyes a 56% chance to win. Iowa's backcourt remains shorthanded without Connor McCaffrey, and that game's set to tip at 6:01. Megan Gustafson was named the National Player of the Week by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association yesterday, and tonight she's going to try to lead the 18th-ranked Hawkeye women to their second upset over a ranked team in 5 days as they travel to number 13, Maryland. That game's going to tip off at 5 o'clock. The Iowa State women had a tough matchup last night on the road last night against Baylor, and hey, the Bears are tough. They beat the Cyclones by 40, 89-49 after leading 52-16 at halftime. Bridget Carlton led Iowa State with 15 points, and she'll try to help them bounce back in another tough draw at number 12 West Virginia on Sunday. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the UNI men on the road at Missouri State in a situation they maybe didn't expect to be in, also still searching for their first conference win. They put together a really good non-conference resume, but have dropped their first two MVC games to Southern Illinois and Bradley. Meanwhile, Missouri State enters at 2-0. We'll pick up coverage at 7:30 on 106.3 FM the South Gym and 107.5 FM the North Gym.
Yeah, Bill Fennelly said going into that Baylor game last night it was going to take a miracle for Iowa State to beat them, and a miracle was not forthcoming.
I turned on my TV when I got home, and it was on Fox Sports Midwest, and saw the score. It was like 52-15. Yeah, that's the miracle, like you said, did not happen.
And just in case you weren't listening, there early tip time tonight for the Iowa women. They are in Maryland. It is going to be a 5 o'clock start time, so we will keep you updated. That's always fun, doing those updates as the game goes on. Nico Medved joining us next.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 14 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
With love, the Buffalo
Bills.
That's
awesome.
Isn't that great?
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. Rockets and Warriors, round number 2 of 3, coming up later tonight. They'll tip about 2.5 hours from now. Houston won the opener. In fact, it was the very first game of the season when the Warriors picked up their championship rings out in Oakland. And then on opening night, the Rockets held on for a victory. Kevin Durant's three-pointer did not count. He hit it after the buzzer. Rockets, Warriors tonight, but there's not going to be a KD sighting this evening. He's missing the game with the right calf strain. James Harden, of course, still out battling that hamstring injury. Golden State percentage points ahead of Houston right now for the best record in the Western Conference. NFL, we start to prep for the two playoff games, 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday. We open it up Saturday on ESPN television with the Tennessee Titans visiting the Kansas City Chiefs. Titans running back DeMarco Murray officially ruled out for that game, battling that torn MCL that he suffered in week number 16, so that means it's Derrick Henry's load to carry on his own. Tiger Woods announced he'll play the Farmers Insurance Open later this month at Torrey Pines. He'll then play Riviera Country Club for the Genesis Open next month.
Right now at Pizza Hut, get 50% off all menu-priced pizzas when you order online for a limited time. That's 50% off your favorites, like hand-tossed pepperoni, meat lovers, or even original pan supreme. But hurry, this deal ends soon. No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event going on right now at the Home Depot. It's easy to declutter with Sterilite 64-quart latching totes. They're a special buy at just $6.48 each. They have a new space-saving shape, and they're clear so you can see exactly what you've stored. Storage needs come in all shapes and sizes. So do storage solutions at the Store More, Save More event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in store and online while supplies last.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction and wear. So when performance counts, put your engine in the right hands. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and an oil filter starting at $29.99. See store for restrictions and details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
People make your business work, but how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click posts your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Will Show. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Will Show.
4:34, welcome back in the Todd Brummelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies until 7 o'clock tonight. That would be 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. Also available online at KGYMradio.com. You can pick up the stream anytime, anywhere, if you've got an internet connection. Don't forget, swing by the website. You can also download podcasts of previous shows, including the gym class as well. Again, KGYMradio.com. Chris Emma, 670 The Score in Chicago, is going to join us coming up in hour number two. We'll get the latest on the Bears' search for a new head coach to replace John Fox. Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register is going to check in with us from Carver Hawkeye Arena as Iowa looks to pick up its first Big Ten win of the year. They host the Ohio State Buckeyes tonight. And speaking of college basketball, happy to have him back with us here. We talked with Nico Medved shortly after he was introduced as the new head coach of the Drake Bulldogs. And to say that things have been going pretty well for you since we chatted, Nico, would kind of be an understatement. How's it feel to be sitting atop the Missouri Valley Conference right now?
Well, it feels better than being on the other end, if I know that. The guys have been playing really hard, and it's been fun to see them have some success. Obviously, it's early. You know, we were only three games in, and you play an 18-game league schedule, and all those games count the same, but we're fortunate to get off to a good start.
Coach, what did the pretty much murderer's row, brutal non-conference schedule teach you about your team?
You know, we played a tough schedule. We played a lot of road games, you know, and I think we were tested in a lot of ways that we really competed well in some of those games. You know, some games we didn't compete as well, but I really felt like we were tested. You know, we had seen a lot of things. We had played against good people, people who have a chance to have success in their league. And I think we figured out as a team, you know, what we needed to do to be successful. And we knew we had to improve on the defensive end. And, you know, we've done that lately. Our kids have worked extremely hard. And I think one of the correlations that come our success is that we've improved defensively. And obviously, I think that's why we're playing better here as of late.
Coach, it's no mystery that it's very difficult to win on the road in college basketball. And you mentioned all of those road games that you play in the non-conference. Then you picked up a road win early on in conference play. How has your team been able to kind of weather some of those storms that you face when you go into an opponent's building and have to play them on the road?
You know, I mean, I've got some veteran guys, right? I've got a group of five seniors and, you know, a couple of juniors who've played a lot of minutes. And so they've been through that before. And, you know, although they hadn't had success, I mean, I think they know what that looks like. And they know how they've got it. I told our guys all along, I felt like playing that kind of a schedule would help us come Valley play. And, you know, although it's early, I mean, I do believe it's paid off. And, you know, you got to tell your guys, I mean, it's, hey, a lot of times the home team plays better, but it doesn't matter where it is, home or away. It's just a mentality that you've got to bring to the game. And sometimes we focus too much on that of, you know, being on the road. And really, it's a basketball game, right? And you just got to go out and play and have the right mentality and come out with the right spirit and give yourself a chance to win.
Drake men's basketball coach Nico Medved with us, fresh off an 87-62 win over Illinois State last night at the Knapp Center. Indiana State next up on the schedule. The Bulldogs heading to Terre Haute this weekend to take on Greg Lansing and the Sycamores. Was part of the appeal when you took the job, the roster that was in place, you mentioned having all of those seniors and juniors to rely on, the fact that you were going to have some experience to draw on this first year?
You know, I don't know that that was a factor. I mean, you don't know what to expect. You know, you come in and you take in over a group of upperclassmen, and, you know, how are they going to respond to a new coach? I was their third coach that they had played for, and it was just a huge blessing. They're a great group of kids. They've really worked hard. They bought in, and, you know, it wasn't just about this. You're always looking at the long-term prospects and really feeling that you could build something in the long term, too, that could be successful and that would be supported by the community. And, you know, that was the big, you know, draw to the job was conference, the school. It's such a great school,
you guys have four key contributors that shoot over 40% from beyond the arc. How much does that balance help for a team that goes with a four-guard lineup? And you always hear with shooting teams, when you have an off night, you're going to struggle offensively. But with that kind of balance, it has to be able to help you out at least a little bit.
It is. You know, we have several guys who can put the ball in the basket, and, you know, we play a style that I think, you know, utilizes those strengths. And I think you mentioned something. I mean, I think what happened last night, you know, we played great, and we shot the ball well. But our first two league games, we were able to win, even though we didn't shoot it great, because we played defense. And so that's really what's changed. You know, every once in a while, you have those nights where you're rolling on all cylinders and you're guarding and the shots are going in. And but we are. We're able to space the floor, and it provides some matchup problems for our opponents.
Lots of times you see teams that are either really good offensively, really good defensively, and then they lack on the other end. How do you find, or how do you coach that balance that you guys seem to have?
I it's a tough question. I do think if you look across, you know, basketball at any level, you've got to be good on both ends to be successful. I mean, can't just be great on defense and can't score and vice versa. And, you know, we were clearly better on offense early, and I think sometimes, you know, every team you have is unique, but, you know, kids and teams, I believe, will do what you emphasize. And, you know, we've had to emphasize defense a lot more. Clearly, we're not a very big team. We're not the most athletic team, but we've got to be incredibly well connected. And we've got to work hard. And I think this team needed to work harder on the defensive end. And they've done that here as of late, and it's paid off. But I think as a coach, you've got to preach balance if you want to be successful.
Coach, what's it like to coach a guy like Reed Timmer?
Man, he is a special player, and you know, I know people talk about it all the time, but he's just, if you were to draw up, you know, the epitome of a true student athlete, it's Reed Timmer. I mean, he is I probably can't even count the amount of times he's been the, you know, Missouri Valley Scholar Athlete of the Week, and you know, he's already graduated with a pharmacy degree. He's a great leader, a great student. He's obviously a great player. He plays with a ton of confidence. He's highly competitive, and he makes a heck of a lot of shots, which always looks good. But I think, you know, what he's really bought into is he's becoming a playmaker too. You know, he really puts the ball on the floor well, and he gets in the paint, and he's getting fouled, and he's also creating shots for others. And boy, he is just playing at a high, high level, and has been a huge key to our success early here.
Drake basketball coach Nico Medved joining us on the program for just a few more minutes. I want to ask you a little bit about your impressions of the Iowa Hawkeyes. You played Iowa at Wells Fargo Arena earlier this year, came out on the losing end, unfortunately. But when you look at that team that Fran McCaffrey is putting on the court, what do you see?
You know, I mean, they've dealt with a lot of guys in and out of the lineup, and whether it's injuries and illness, and they're young, and you know, they are a big, big physical team, and they're going to be fine. And they obviously played very, very well against us. Boy, they were a tough, tough matchup, and I just have a lot of respect for how Fran does things and how they play. I know they've, you know, maybe hit a little bit of a bump in the road here this year, but they're going to be fine. I was sad to see, you know, Connor, you know, who would come back and I thought really could have provided them some more ball handling and decision making, you know, have to, if I have this right, be out for the season. I think that's another tough blow for them, but you know, that's basketball sometimes, and they're trying to find their chemistry and find their way, and if I was a betting man, I think they'll get it together here.
Now, the game before you played Iowa, you went up to Williams Arena in Minneapolis and lost to Minnesota 68-67. Richard Pitino, after that game, said that contest was like going to the dentist. Do you view that as a as a compliment or a little bit of a put down?
Oh, that's a huge compliment. And, you know, I like teams don't play playing against you. That's a compliment. And, you know, that was a game, you know, if you watch us play, we like to play with pace. We like to get out and transition, like to play fast. But we also like to get back on defense and make teams have to work to score late in the shot clock. And, you know, I thought we did a great job of controlling tempo. You know, we didn't turn the ball over. We got back on defense. We really got out in transition when we had opportunities. And when we didn't, we executed in the half court. And so I think that's a great compliment. Anytime a coach says, hey, we really didn't enjoy the game, I think that's a good thing.
What are your early impressions of coaching in the Valley coming from the SoCon? Another very good mid-major basketball conference, but adjusting to life in the Valley so far.
It's great. I think, you know, I know a lot of these coaches personally. Obviously, it's my first run, you know, through the league, and there's so many terrific coaches here and great programs and people who really support basketball. It's a basketball league. It's going to be fun, and, you know, it certainly looks right now that the league race is wide open, and you just kind of look at the scores here early, and it's going to be a grind all the way to the halt. And, you know, one thing that's interesting, we don't have a bye in league play, so it's two games a week here the rest of the way, and so it's going to move very, very quickly. But I know I'm excited about competing against these coaches and these programs.
7-24 a year ago, picked to finish last in the Missouri Valley Conference. Drake sitting in first place right now. Nico, we appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me.
Nico Medved, head coach of the Drake Bulldogs, fresh off a win. Look, that Illinois State team last night was 2-0 in the Valley. And Drake,
they dismantled.
He completely destroyed them. And this, and again, 7-24. Picked to finish dead last in the conference. And I know you know the skeptics out there can say it's January 4th and it's only three games and it's a small sample size. But when I look at Drake, you know what I see? And it goes back to something that I mentioned there. They're pretty balanced. They're not top-heavy defensively or run-and-gun offense off, you know, doing what they do in Grinnell. I think if you can strike that balance, and it's easier said than done. That's why you see teams that skew one way or the other. I don't think anybody could argue that Fran McCaffrey is a tremendous offensive basketball coach. I mean, that was part of the sell when he came in, was look at the style of play that they had at Siena under Fran McCaffrey. They put up a lot of points. Iowa was going to go back to the future. Remember, everybody was excited about playing that Tom Davis style of basketball. Well, we're seeing some of the same problems that those Dr. Tom teams wound up having. And that's okay. You're putting up a ton of points, but sometimes you're getting beat back down in transition and you're giving up points on the other end. And at some point, sooner or later, things catch up to you. So you've got to try to strike that balance. And again, it's easier said than done.
Well, especially when you have a team every once in a while that isn't quite as consistent offensively as pretty much every other team you've had. And that's exactly what we're seeing with Iowa this year. I think that at times they look okay offensively, but they go, I feel like every single game, there's that proverbial rut that they kind of fall into. There's the lull offensively that they fall into, and their defense isn't strong enough to force enough stops to keep them in the game when that happens. And I think the caller earlier mentioned that. Well, they'll get to about eight, and then they got against Michigan, they got to within eight, and then they went into a lull defensively, went back to 15, then went back to eight, and they can't get over the hump because they can't. When they go through that lull, they can't get enough stops. So it's kind of a vicious cycle right now for this basketball team. And offensively, yes, they need to improve, but until they get more stops consecutively defensively, it might not matter.
We got a report of an accident on northbound 380 just north of the U.S. Cellular Center, north of the S-curve, and wanted to pass that along. I don't know what the status is there, but I know it snarled up traffic a little bit, and mentioned that as a way to bring up the U.S. Cellular Center because we're going to be right next door to the U.S. Cellular Center on Sunday. The annual Z102.9 Bridal Showcase, which I know everybody here is very much looking forward to. Our friends from Z102.9 here in the building, along with Rob FM and KGYM. Always the highlight of the year if you are getting married for the first time, maybe second, third, fourth. No one's going to judge. But as somebody said earlier in the building, shopping for a wedding is not like shopping for a car or going and picking up a new outfit or something. I mean, there's so much that goes into it. It's very much something that you have to do hands-on and face-to-face, and this is sort of one-stop shopping for all of that. So if you want more details about the Bridal Showcase, you can check out our website, kgymradio.com, and hopefully we will see you there. I forgot to mention the best part is that it is a free event. So if you got engaged over the holidays or you're planning on getting married, why don't you stop on by the DoubleTree on Sunday, and yeah, we'll be there. As a matter of fact, I just went and tried on my tuxedo earlier today at Prince Albert, and it fit. I was a little worried about that because I got measured about, it was four and a half, five weeks ago, I think, is when I went and got measured. And I said, I'm in the process of losing weight here. I don't want to have to come in right before the thing, and then all of a sudden, nothing fits. And luckily, they had figured out ahead of time, okay, let's put him in this. And it worked. It fit. No changes today. No alterations. So I was very excited about that. But stop on by and see us. This is you've worked here for how long? And this is the first time that you're actually modeling?
This is my third year here.
Unbelievable. You're going to have a great time. And just remember.
I can't wait.
Just remember. All of the little food samples and everything, they're not for you. So hands off. I know how much when there's snacks and stuff around here
absolutely.
In the building that you're drawn to them. That's it's not for us. We have our own little snack closet upstairs. 452.
Do we have a bar? No?
No, okay. No bar. There used to be a bar, and that was long before I worked here. But at one point in time, they did have a bar. And I've been lobbying for that for years now. I say, set up a bar. And there's a bar, but it's not like a bar. It's not like sports bar with TVs.
It's like
and chicken wings.
A wedding
everything.
Bar. A
exactly. You
bar.
Can go get a cocktail if you want, but I want to give me a place for the guys to go hang out. And I've been lobbying for that for a long time. And then instead of me being a model in the show, then I can go hang out in the bar and be like the casino greeter, like. Marvin Hagler out in front of the casino or something. Come on in. Have a good time.
I have to admit this, and I've made this pretty clear, but among my greatest fears in life, number one is sitting in a pit of snakes. Number two is being in a fashion show. So I can't wait for Sunday.
Well, you are really going to be disappointed to hear about the KGYM Pit of Snakes coming up in February. 4:53, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back, we'll have another big board update for you. Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register will join us in a few minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena as Iowa is getting ready to host Ohio State tonight. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show after this.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Welcome back in the Pit of Snakes.
Is it better or worse than the Pit of Misery?
Well, it's not going to be co-opted by Iowa State fans anytime soon. So I think you could say it was maybe better or worse, depending on how you approached it. Dilly Dilly, right? It's amazing. Somebody is making millions of dollars off of that.
Yeah, I
somebody
still don't
sits
get
in
it.
A room, comes up with an idea. They take it, they run with it, and then the next thing you know, it's everywhere. 4:55 as the clock continues to inch toward 5 o'clock. It reminds me so much of being in school. When you're a kid and you got out at like what 3:15, 3:20, or whatever the dismissal time was, and you watch that minute hand just inch and inch and inch. And I'm sure there are people that are sitting at their desk at work just trying to figure out a way to fill the final couple minutes before they head for the parking lot. And we appreciate you having us along for part of your time killing today before you head home for the evening. 319-366-1600. Tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders take on the Youngstown Phantoms coming up for you sometime before 7 o'clock tonight. But before we can close the book on hour number one, we got to squeeze in another big board update. Midwest One, over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs. Here's Kyle.
The Iowa basketball team is going to be hosting Ohio State tonight, trying to look better than they did against Michigan on Tuesday. The Buckeyes come into the game at 11-4 and 2-0 in the Big Ten, whereas the Hawkeyes sit at 9-7 and already 0-3 in the conference. Vegas has Ohio State as a 1.5-point favorite, although interestingly, ESPN's matchup predictor gives the Hawkeyes a 56% chance to win. Iowa's backcourt remains shorthanded without Connor McCaffrey, and that game is set to tip at 6:01. Megan Gustafson was named the National Player of the Week by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association yesterday, and tonight she's going to try to lead the 18th-ranked Hawkeye women to their second upset over a ranked team in 5 days as they travel to number 13, Maryland. That game's going to tip off here shortly at 5 o'clock. The Iowa State women had a tough matchup last night on the road against number 6, Baylor. And hey, the Bears are really tough, man. They beat the Cyclones by 40, 89-49 after leading 52-16 at halftime. Bridget Carlton led Iowa State with 15 points, and she'll try to help them bounce back in another tough draw at number 12, West Virginia, on Sunday. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the UNI men take on the road at Missouri State in a situation they maybe didn't expect to be in. Also still searching for their first conference win. They had a real nice non-conference resume, but have dropped their first two MVC games to Southern Illinois and Bradley. Meanwhile, Missouri State enters at 2-0. We'll pick up coverage at 7:30 on 106.3 FM the South Gym and 107.5 FM the North Gym.
What's more surprising, Iowa starting the Big Ten schedule 0-3 or Drake being off to an 0-3 start in the Missouri Valley? It's our Emil's Hideaway poll question at akgymradio.com. My vote would be for Drake. They won 7 games a year ago and were picked to finish dead last. Iowa, 0-3, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Although, you know, Penn State, Indiana, maybe probably should have picked off one of those. They'll have an opportunity tonight against Ohio State. We'll talk with Chad Lystico from the Des Moines Register. He's at Carver Hawkeye Arena getting ready for tonight's game next.